Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Chicago's very own WGN TV will premiere the 13th season of Backstory with Larry Potash, with all new episodes Sundays at 6:30. I got that right. Is that the new time?
Yes, it changes every, which you love as a broadcaster. 6:30 Sunday and repeats at 11 p.m. on Sunday.
Very cool. Starting Sunday, October 8th, with 13 seasons almost in the bag.
Yeah.
He might be getting too big to talk to us. It's Larry Potash, everybody. How are you?
Great. Thanks for letting me come on and talk about this.
Absolutely. You know, how was your summer? Did you do any traveling? Have any fun with the family? What'd you do?
Great. Yeah. We went to Boston, as I typically do a couple times a year, because that's where I'm from. And that's always fun for me. Maybe not always as fun for my kids, who have, you know, seen Bunker Hill 30 times.
And the tea party and a few other things. Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, I'm heading to Vermont with my girlfriend next weekend. And then the following weekend, I'm going with my kids and my son's girlfriend to Boston.
That's great.
For 3 days, which I'm really excited about. So I lived in upstate New York and then New York City when I was in my mid-20s for about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I love taking the train to Boston or Vermont. New England is just beautiful this time of year.
Oh, it's the best place to be. And Boston is such a unique city. I didn't even realize it because you grew up there. You don't go anywhere. You don't know any better. But yeah, it's really a unique city.
You haven't lived there, as you said, for quite some time. What area did you grow up in Boston?
I grew up in a city called Lynn, which whenever you tell someone from Massachusetts that you're from Lynn, they say, Lynn, Lynn, the city of sin, you never come out the way you went in. It's the city of sin for a reason. We were a headquarters for the Hells Angels and a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yeah. Well, I know there's names out there that, you know, it's not pronounced Worcester.
Yes. Right.
It's Worcester, right?
Worcester.
Worcester. As I say, bring on some of that Boston accent for me, will you?
Oh, I got it. Believe me.
What places, if anyone is traveling to Boston, is a must-see besides Fenway? The Red Sox are out, of course. But, like, you know, where would you tell people to go?
Sure. Everybody does the Freedom Trail, which you don't need me to tell you about that. Yeah. Everybody goes to Salem, which is like a bad Disneyland witch piece of crap. And believe me, you don't want anywhere near that place near Halloween. It's insane.
Okay.
But I will tell you these two places that you should visit.
Okay.
One is Lexington and Concord. You go to the North Bridge. It looks like you're in 1775.
Wow.
And it's amazing. It's really cool. And the house, the Little Women house, is over there. The Transcendentalists are out there. Thoreau. And I would also recommend that you go to Marblehead, which is arguably the birthplace of the American Navy, but it's sort of this preserved little colonial town, and not in a Disney way. It's just that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's great to kind of just go out there on a Saturday afternoon and have lunch.
Is Faneuil Hall, Quincy Market still a thing?
Yeah, that was like our Navy Pier before Navy Pier was a thing. Like, that's kind of one of the things that started it all. And, you know, that's fine.
Wow, you sound excited.
Actually, you know what? There's a new seaport center there that's supposed to be amazing. I haven't even been there, really. So that's worth checking out. The new seaport center is supposed to be great, near the aquarium.
I'll report back to you on that then, I guess. Yes. Yeah. Our former WGN Radio sports guy, Sam Panionovich, lives there now. He's working for Fox Sports, and he gave me some new places to eat. But, like, are there some Boston classics that people should go to, you know, or I should go to?
Well, you know, the North End is the Italian section, and it's very authentic. You feel like you're back in time. It's not like New York or Chicago. It's very cool, and that's, you cannot go wrong in the North End. But the touristy kind of place to go is Ye Olde Oyster House, which I believe is the longest running, continuously running restaurant in the United States.
Wow.
And it is very colonial, and it is what it is. There's a couple of taverns also that have been open since the 1700s, so those are worth checking out too. The Green Dragon is one of them.
Green Dragon, okay.
Yeah.
Did you stop there on the way back, grab a beer?
Yeah, you know, I just, when you're with the kids, you know, it's, run. No,
that's true.
Yeah, so.
That's true. All right, some Boston fun facts here. Yeah. First subway was created in Boston.
Oh,
right?
Believe me, I know. I used to take it to school. I was a commuter student. I used to get off at the Arlington stop after switching the lines over at Park Place.
See, when you're off air, is this what you sound like?
Right, yes. When I'm tired, angry, or drunk.
That's fantastic. The Fig Newton was named after a Boston suburb.
That would be Newton. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Am I teaching you something here today? This is fantastic. Boston Common, oldest public park. I think yes. It was like the 1600s, right?
Yeah, they used to graze cows there.
Wow.
That was Boston. Yeah.
Here's a really great pop culture one. The first Dunkin' Donuts was located near Boston in Quincy.
Yeah, so that's a cultural thing in Boston. You know, they have Starbucks, but you know, most as we call them mass. Can I say this? Mass holes. This is what they call us. They are Dunkin' Donuts drinkers.
Okay. All right. Okay. Beantown literally comes from beans, baked beans and molasses. That's a thing.
Yeah,
there.
They had a major molasses spill. It was like a molasses tsunami that was very serious. I forget the details, but you'll have to Google it. It's pretty interesting. There are pictures.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. There was no Christmas in Boston between 1659 and 1681.
Yes. And that is because the Puritans are not a barrel of laughs. Surprise, surprise.
Okay. Fair. That's fair. There are no happy hours at bars in Boston.
Officially.
Okay. Fair. All right. That's good too. But there's a lot of firsts, like first chocolate factory, first American lighthouse. The Boston University Bridge is famous for something no other bridge can claim.
Yeah,
boat can still sail under a train going under a vehicle driving under an airplane.
My hometown of Lynn was the birth of Fluffernutter, and with the other this is contested, of course, as many things are, the first night baseball game at General Electric Field. And there was actually, I don't know if you remember this, I think it was in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a commercial that General Electric made that they recreated the scene.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool.
Wow. First Thanksgiving in Boston, college in Boston. I mean, there's a lot of history, obviously, here. A
lot of history.
That's very cool. Well, I look forward to going and checking it out. I'll report back to you.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. So Sundays, 6:30 is when the new episodes air. Mm-hmm. There's a myriad of topics to talk about. Share a little bit about what we're going to see.
First episode, 6:30, and repeats at 11 p.m., The Secret Six. Now, let me ask you, are you familiar with The Secret Six as it relates to Capone?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and so we met a guy with a personal connection, has really great insight into this story. And what I didn't know was that the catalyst for taking down Capone wasn't really the St. Valentine's Day massacre, but it was the assassination attempt of a civilian. And the backstory is just fascinating. Capone tries to, even though these guys were anonymous, there was one guy who was the face of the Secret Six, and he agreed to meet with Capone in Capone's office. Capone was trying to, you know, probably bribe him or talk him out of it. The guy wasn't having it, and Capone let him leave. So that's
which is amazing.
And Emily, I've done a lot of Capone stories. I don't go looking for them; they find me.
Yeah.
But after all this time, there are still little nuggets that we don't know.
That's interesting. The backstory of America's worst maritime disaster that killed thousands. Are we talking about the Eastland?
No. People think it is.
Yeah.
It is not. And this is again another story. A gentleman with a personal connection who reached out to me discovered that his ancestor was on this ship and is one of the few to survive. And there's a reason, Dave, that we have forgotten this story because there was a lot going on when it happened. And I won't spoil it.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
but it's a great story. And obviously, there was no film of it, so we had to get creative up in the graphics department. So I hope you enjoy our little film on this little-known story of American history.
Now, I'm a TV geek, so I have to ask this. WGN time capsule discovery.
Yeah, we just stumble across the weirdest stuff because as you will not be surprised by this, but it's not organized.
No? Wow. Yeah, no. No, it's not.
We found this special done in 1968.
So did you just go in the back and start digging through stuff?
No, somebody has done that for me, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
It's just one of these things that you cannot believe WGN did in 1968 because we were sort of it was the conservative company, the meat and potatoes kind of thing. And it's kind of very
strippers,
edgy, like... Yeah. SWAT music from SWAT, that Shaft music, and
wow,
it's really weird. It's a groundbreaking documentary from 1968, and it's worth checking out.
Was it about GN or something else? I mean, you don't have to give it away.
No, but it was produced by GN, which was surprising to us, and we recognize a name or two of people who have since left us, but that we worked with. So it was really kind of interesting to watch.
Getting toward the holidays here, hidden stories from the classic It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, we've all seen this movie 30 times, right? But you will not watch it again the same way, because what we did is we went to an old theater with this guy who is a super fan, and he did the backstory on various props, anecdotes, actors, and we highlight them so that you can, we slow down the film so that you can see these things, and we answer questions. Why isn't Jimmy Stewart wearing a wedding ring? He just got married. Who won the dance contest? And so it's just a fun way to watch the movie again.
Isn't there like at least one person, like the daughter, every time a bell rings, isn't she still alive and touring, by the way?
I think she is still. I think she's the last
one. She's been on your show, I think.
Yeah, she has. Yeah. It's been a while, though. So, but yeah. And a little, you know, some people will recognize Alfalfa from The Little Rascals makes a cameo in one of those scenes.
Before he got shot.
Yes. Yeah, that's a whole other backstory.
That's a whole other backstory, exactly. You got some Cubs like Michigan. What other stories you got coming up?
Cubs like Michigan. We did a piece on miniatures. And so miniatures are these, like, they're not dollhouses, but they look like dollhouses. Yeah. And I didn't realize, but Chicago has the biggest miniatures convention in the world.
No, did not know that.
We went there, and it's everything. And some of these homes are worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And people just love it. Wow. And so one of these, how this started was back in the early days, I think I want to go back a couple of hundred years, wealthy people would have these commissioned to show their wealth. Oh, look how I'm so rich, I can make a miniature version of my home. And they would sometimes use them to teach, you know, little girls how to, you know, take care of the kitchen. You know,
nice.
But there are other cooler, more contemporary things, which we always try and touch on. There's a young woman who recreates sitcom sets, which is really cool.
Oh, I've seen a little bit of that online.
Yeah, we had
before.
Her on the morning show once.
Okay.
And
how miniature are we talking? Like a couple feet, a foot? Like
No. Well, you know, they'll make a chair that's, you know, 2 inches high.
Wow.
It gets into scale and stuff, which, you know, don't ask me about math because I'm a journalist.
Okay.
But and some people, you may remember this, at the Museum of Science and Industry, they have a miniature castle that cost in today's money, I think, about $11 million. This has a great backstory. A lot of people miss it because it's kind of off on its own little thing.
Yeah.
But we get in with the cameras and we can show you things that you can't see when you're going by because the stuff is so small. So it's really cool. My daughter's really into it. And I never knew how many people were into this until I did this story.
Very, very cool. Are you working on season 14 already? You always are. Probably 15 too. Yeah.
Already. And you know what? I'm doing a piece on vintage baseball. So baseball before like 1871.
Wow.
When they didn't use gloves. And if you caught a ball on the bounce, you were out. So
that's cool.
I didn't know anything about this stuff. And I've been doing a lot of research, of course, on vintage baseball. And it's just fascinating. And so much, I think baseball more so compared to other sports, the fans really value the history.
Yeah. And you really enjoy doing this stuff. I mean, it's in your soul. Yeah, I know.
I do. You talk about Netflix is so hot with all the different, you know, series they do. But these stories, you cannot believe some of these stories are true. And they are.
Very, very cool. Well, new season of WGN TV's Backstory premieres this Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Are jackets available yet?
No, but WGN has shower curtains for some reason. You can order those online on our website for some reason.
I saw that. Well, always a pleasure. And anyone you'd like me to say hi to when I'm back in your neck of the woods, old girlfriend, arch rival, anybody?
No, but could you swing by my mom's house and maybe take her to lunch?
I can do that. Larry Potash, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, news is next here on 720 WGN.